fighting for America.
U.S. District Magistrate Judge Candy Dale now ruling the state must begin issuing licenses to same-sex couples.
This court has taken upon itself a radical attempt to redefine marriage.
Fighting for Idaho.
The first person I called was my mom, and she said, "I'm so proud of you, Abby."
The United States Supreme Court is going to have to answer this question.
It is a good day.
They move to a place, they infest it like vermin, they change it, and then they destroy it, and then they move on and do it to the next place.
Fighting for you.
And you have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
I don't want to get in trouble.
On 580 KIDL, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, we're joined by Governor Butch Otter with us at 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. And Governor, we thank you for making time for us. I know the campaign's been busy. You've been busy with a lot of things. And let's get to the big issue at hand. And I told people I was going to say this, and I was going to say this in an inflammatory way. What's the latest on the gays?
Well, you're right. We have been very busy. And part of that busyness is protecting our Constitution in the state of Idaho. In 2006, the people voted overwhelmingly to define marriage in Idaho as one man and one woman, the union of one man and one woman. And I've got an obligation, as does the Attorney General, as does every constitutional officer, to obey the Constitution. When we swear, as we're being sworn into those office, and we take that oath, we say we're going to defend the laws and the Constitution of the state of Idaho.
You've been attacked personally, professionally. The state has been attacked because of your stand defending marriage, sir. First of all, we thank you for that. It is not easy to do, which is shocking in America today. What does this mean to you? And were you surprised about the judge's ruling? And were you surprised that the news-making Ninth Circuit decided to stay this ruling?
Well, actually, I was real pleased with the Ninth Circuit, and I have been pleased in the past. Now, that's unusual for Butch Otter to say, because at one time when I was in Congress, Mike Simpson and I tried to get Idaho out of the Ninth Circuit, creating another circuit, which would have been the Rocky Mountain Circuit. So that would have left California and Cuba in the Ninth Circuit. And anyway, we've won the slick spot peppergrass. We've won the roadless plan that Idaho put together. And now, at least this state. Now, this is just a temporary win. And, you know, people shouldn't be going out in the street and cheering, only to the extent that we can now prepare an argument as to why our Constitution should stand.
Well, it's funny, Governor, and you know me, I'm not a very bright man. I'm about as intelligent as I look. But when that ruling came out, I wrote about it, and I said, look, whether you disagree or agree with the judge's ruling, it was a smart move by her to allow your administration to go up the ladder so what happened in Utah, and it was in your statement, would not happen in Idaho.
Well, you're right. By the way, you were smart enough to move to Star.
Yes, I was. Yes,
and
sir.
Right across the ditch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was a smart move. I think she ruled on the law as she saw it. I don't think she was trying to give me an opportunity to go on up the judicial scale to eventually get to the Supreme Court, which is where I believe we're going to end up.
Yeah, and you take a look at what happened last year and the year before with DOMA and Prop 8. The Supreme Court, if they had ruled on it one way or the other, we'd have a decision. So whether it's Idaho and the other states, I think you're right. That'll be going up to the Supreme Court. Let's talk about the other major news story, the debate. People are saying, well, the governor would not debate if Walt and Harley were not there. Your thoughts on that?
No. That's not true. What is true is that if their name's on the ballot, I said, yes, I will debate if they're invited. Now, they don't have to be there. If Walt and Harley decided that they didn't want to come, that was up to them. But if your name's on the ballot, I think you deserve an opportunity to let the people know where you stand and why you stand where you stand. Do we want to inform voters or not? In those forums, and that particular forum, which is on government television, I think has to toe the line and give everybody an equal chance.
And you had a message for people that were critical nationally of that debate. Would you like to share that message, people that, are saying that the debate was a joke?
Well, you know, they're entitled to their own opinion. But when we seek non-discrimination and when we seek equality across the state of Idaho, I think that even when it's uncomfortable, we seek equality.
I'm sorry, Governor. Go ahead. Did I cut you off there?
No.
You know, I was watching this, and you know I don't get out much, so I watched it like 17 times at 580KIDO. You seem to enjoy it. You debated Senator Fulcher. You debated Walt from Emmett, and I'm going, why doesn't he just stick and move and not even acknowledge these guys? You know, Harley probably would have wanted to take you out on his bike, but you wanted to engage there, even Walt on the land issue, which we discussed a moment ago.
Well, I think that's exactly what debates are all about, is engaging, and if you've got a different opinion or if you've got a different way to accomplish something. And that's why I said on the whole federal lands issue, that these folks are after, I wish them well. And I wish them well because, yes, I think a lot of the things that they say we could do for our economy and for our ability to operate our state as we see fit, that if we had those, it would be great. But you've also got to be realistic. And I've been fighting for federal lands in the state of Idaho since the Sagebrush Rebellion in the late 70s when Steve Sims and myself and a lot of other folks got involved when Jimmy Carter decided he wasn't going to sell any more land. He wasn't going to dispose of any more quote-unquote federal land in any of the western states where most of the federal land is. And so we ran up against a brick wall, ran up against it, and then Reagan came in and we said, whoa, you know, we've got an opportunity here now to really take over because about 50% of California is federal lands. And I thought with Reagan having been the governor of California and Bill Clark, who was his Supreme Court justice and then became Secretary of Interior, here's a great opportunity, but it just didn't happen.
Right. Governor Otter with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Governor, during the debate, you were talking a little bit about the state of the Republican Party, and you were talking about your chairman and the like. What's your view on the state of the Republican Party here in Idaho? What would you like to see happen?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us have said, including both slates, if you can call them that, this is an election about the heart and the soul of the Republican Party. And we've kind of got to be elitist, I think, since 2008 when they threw my chairman out because I didn't want to close the primary. I wanted the primary open to everybody. I as I said in the debate, I come from the school of Phil Batt and Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Let's invite all in. Let's debate. Let's have our differences of opinion, but the person that agrees with me 80% of the time is not my enemy. And so, in fact, I think that's what the great resurgence that we had in the Republican Party when Phil Batt took over as chairman, I think that was the great success that we had because we did invite more people into the party. And in this republic of ours, one of the things that we need to protect is the people's right to access the ballot to elect their own leaders. That's why it begins we the people. They make the decision. They select the leaders. And then when we start eliminating people who can vote, then I think that that's wrong.
Governor Otter, we continue on here at 580KIDO. What do you make of Congressman Labrador endorsing Senator Fulcher?
Well, you know, I would have appreciated a phone call. I remember when Raul was running for the House of Representatives the first time, and he came to me and asked me to endorse him and help him in his campaign when he was running for the Idaho House of Representatives. And I jumped on board, and I helped out. And I would have thought that, you know, there should have been a certain what can you say, sensitivity to that.
And, courtesy?
Courtesy, that would have been all right. But if he would have just called and said, hey, Butch, you need to know that I'm going to endorse Russ, and I think, as he said, you've done a lot of things to admire in the state of Idaho, for the state of Idaho, but I think Russ has got some new ideas, and I'm going to go with Russ. But there was no phone call.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with Governor Otter. Governor, let's get to some of the issues that people have been critical of, and you have no problem defending yourself, and that's the beauty of our relationship. You come on all the time, and you don't have a problem answering the tough questions. During the debate, and I hate to rehash, but they hit all the big issues, the health exchange, and right. You made your case for that, and your opponents have made their point against the health exchange here in Idaho. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, once again, Kevin, the whole debate was about does Idaho want to have control of its own health care system? Do we want to have the input that we should demand to have? Or do we want Obamacare in Idaho? And I would tell you this, and you need to ask these folks that are saying we did the wrong thing. Well, doesn't every state now have an insurance exchange? And in those states that decided not to do their own exchange, Obamacare is in there running their state. So the question for me and the question for the leadership, the question for all those folks that voted in favor of keeping Obamacare out of Idaho, said that we had to create our own insurance exchange. And I stand on that, and yes, I'm running on that.
You know, you're a cowboy, you're a businessman.
Well, I thought I was the curmudgeon.
Exactly. I asked Walt, I go, do you mind being called a curmudgeon? He said no. But have people gone too far with their criticism when they say it's Otter Care, in your mind?
Well, I would say yes. There were a lot of people that were in great support of that. This is Idaho health care. And whether or not, you know, my fingerprints are all over it, yes, I readily admit they are. But once again, it's not Obamacare in Idaho.
More coming up with Governor Otter. We'll talk about jobs. He'll make his case for the third term. He'll talk a little bit more about some of the issues that impact you. And, of course, we always talk about roads and budgets and real-life issues with Governor Otter. Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely and on.
D&B Garden Show with Debbie Cook, Saturday mornings at 10 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Kevin Miller in the morning, Governor Otter with us as we continue on. Governor, let's talk a little bit about jobs. You've brought a lot of jobs to the state. Some people have issues with the type of jobs. Your thoughts on where we go? We always talk economic development. It's one of my favorite topics.
Well, we just got word this morning our unemployment in Idaho has dropped to 5.
Wow.
5% unemployment, which is still, we still got work to do. But when I think about the height of the depth of the recession, we were at 8.8 and closing in on 9% unemployment, and we had 80,000 people out of work in Idaho. The jobs we brought in many cases are brand new jobs. And I don't know about you, but my work experience has always been when I first went to work for an employer, the employer tried to pay me what he thought I could add value to his service or to his product. And I can't remember maybe one or two checks where I received that same level of pay. But after that, if I got better at the job and I got more proficient at providing the service, then my pay went up. And so a lot of the jobs that we brought into the state are brand new jobs. And, you know, Chobani, for instance, here's a good example. Chobani started out, I can't remember exactly what price they started out at, but, you know, the average job now is up to $14 at the Twin Falls plant. Will it go higher? I suspect it will. When we first started the aeronautics in northern Idaho with Impera Airlines, and then we created the Aeronautics Center up there, which includes Northern Idaho Community College, some of those jobs were very low. But as people got more proficient at doing their job and they could turn out more product, some of them even went on a piece, they got paid per pieces or per products that they turned out. So, you know, I think I think you're seeing some growth in our economy and some growth in the average wage of the person in the state of Idaho.
Governor, you take a look. A lot of people say, well, we should have incentives. By the way, Sal in Boise says, thank Governor Otter for getting that injunction yesterday against the federal judge's ruling. If Idaho fights this and wins, I guarantee it will bring business to Idaho. Thank you, Governor Sal in Boise.
Thank you, Sal. I appreciate it.
We the incentive game. Everybody talks about the incentive game.
Right.
Your thoughts on the incentive game? Well, it's a dangerous game to get into.
It is a dangerous game to get into, and we don't go out and bid for businesses. We don't have a great pot of money because we don't have the coal and the gas and the oil exploration that some of the states around us, like Texas, Utah. They've got a pot of money, and if some company wants to come in, they can actually offer them some cash. And we've resisted doing that. We'll help them with infrastructure, sewer, water, transportation, that sort of thing, because then that helps the whole community. It doesn't just help one company. And our incentive package is actually you earn your way in. No, you don't get the tax relief until you've already earned the money.
Right.
And then you're allowed a certain amount of reimbursement for that. We think that's a better way because we could have companies that come in and they end up not being able to meet their expectations and their goals and the reason that they put their capital at risk. And so having them first have to earn their way in gives us an opportunity to see that growth before we give the incentive.
Now, Governor, I'm going to throw you a loop on this one.
All right.
You go, just when I thought he was a good Kevin Miller because he lives in Star. And it's something that I don't know a lot about, but I'm learning a lot about this gentleman, and that's Senator Church. And he's quoted in a new book by Glenn Greenwald where he quotes Senator Church from 75 or 74 where he starts talking about no place to hide. And that's when Senator Frank Church warned against a government that could be all, see all, where we wouldn't have any privacy, and that's, what, almost 30 years ago. Your thoughts on the Patriot Act, where it was, where it is. You've had a history with the Patriot Act and our lack of privacy, and maybe if you have a story about Senator Church at all.
Well, Frank Church was a very engaging guy. He really was. He was, I think, a smart guy, but it just happened that as the time came around in 1980, and Reagan was coming into office. My good buddy, Steve Sims, took him on, and he made a political value out of taking, and this is what I'm going to do to the government. And so
right.
he had a commercial, in fact, which was, I thought, a very clever and great commercial, and saying, I'm going to go back to D.C., and just like I'm taking a bite out of this apple, I'm going to take a bite out of the government. But you're right on the Patriot Act. I thought it was a mistake. I was surprised that, we had like 74 Democrats vote against that. There was three of us Republicans, myself, Ron Paul, and Ray LaHood from Illinois, that voted against it on the floor. And then I later had the Otter Amendment to the Department of Justice budget that I took about $280 million out of their budget so that they couldn't enforce the Patriot Act. And through the negotiations between the House and the Senate leadership, they put the money back in. But we had 309 votes that voted with me on that. Now, when Obama came in and he all of a sudden decided, yeah, we need the Patriot Act, a lot of those Democrats that were on my side in trying to stop the Patriot Act suddenly voted for it. They suddenly saw the wisdom in it. Initially, and by the way, Raul Labrador was one of the guys that voted against the Patriot Act and the renewal of the Patriot Act, and I was proud of him for that, and I am proud of him for that. So I think a no-all-see-all government is extremely dangerous. When you take a look at the Bill of Rights, the reason the Bill of Rights was added to the Constitution, because there was a lot of the original 13 states said, we're not going to sign on to this until you enumerate all the rights of man.
Right.
And James Wilson from the state of Pennsylvania came back and said, we find it unwise to enumerate all the rights of man, for in our effort to do so, we should leave one out. It will thought to be the property of government. Let us suffer instead our burdens to enumerating the powers of government, and all else belongs to man. Hence, you know, the, you got the wrap up between the, besides all of the freedoms that are outlined that the government cannot, the government shall not, the government can infringe upon, you know, whether it's the, any of the amendments. Most of them are amendments of prohibition against government action. You know, the five freedoms right. in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, right on down the line. And so just to make sure that it was clear, they threw in the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. And the Tenth Amendment's pretty clear, and it just says those powers not delegated to the federal government by the Constitution, nor denied to the states by it, are reserved to the states themselves or the people, respectively.
Somebody should probably send a copy of that to the Supreme Court. It's amazing when you think of the Federalist Papers, and the rivalry between Hamilton and Jefferson, and what an impact it has on our lives today.
Well, yeah, you know, Hamilton.
That's my boy. I love
Madison.
Hamilton.
Well, I disagree.
And Madison left Hamilton for Jefferson. They became boys. Yeah,
they did indeed. In fact, later in life, both John Adams, who was kind of a centralist government guy,
right.
And Jefferson, although they were bitter enemies when they were both actively involved as president and vice president of the United States, they later became great friends before they died, by the way, on the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
That would have been July 4th, 1826. So there was, as Adams had said, a destiny, a divinity which shapes our ends. But anyway, Hamilton, I think, was a ghostwriter.
That was my boy.
Hamilton was a ghostwriter. He was a guy that, you know, he wanted, of course, he was the first Secretary of the Treasury.
Yes.
He wanted a centralized monetary system. I got to understand that each state.
He got us out of debt, though.
Pardon me?
He got us out of the debt from the war.
Well, okay. Maybe we need him back. Thank you. Thank
right.
you. That's maybe one thing he did right.
Right.
No, Alexander Hamilton had his place in history and had his place in the formation of our Constitution and of our country itself. And he had George Washington's confidence enough that while Jefferson was the Secretary of State, why Hamilton was the Secretary of the Treasury. But I would say that, you know, if you read those Federalist Papers,
right.
And knowing the history of Hamilton, right. it's hard for me to believe that he really believed what he was writing.
Wow. Governor, we appreciate it. You know, it's been a while since we've asked you this. Your thoughts on faith in God as we end this segment.
Well, I've been a lifelong Catholic. I come from a family of nine kids, mom and dad. My mother was more or less our spiritual guide, and we accepted our Savior. I continue to practice my religion. When you say that, it's always, well, when are you going to get good enough at it to anyway,
we'll talk to Father Len about you.
Father Len is a good man. He really is, and the Holy Apostles is my parish. As
right.
you know. Sometimes, if I want to go to 8:30 Mass on Sunday morning, why we go down to Father Tom Fauché at St. Mary's.
Right.
And Tom and I were in the seminary at the same time together. Well, we were in different seminaries together. He
sure.
was at Mount Angel, and I was at St. Martin's Abbey in Olympia, Washington. But I still have a great belief. You remember George Washington, we were talking about the founders. George Washington once said that, you know, I would rather live my life believing that there was a hereafter and the great architect, and he was talking about God. And when I die, find out that there wasn't one,
wow.
than to live my life not believing there was one. And when I die, find out there was. We should all follow, I think, that recommendation.
Governor, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're listening to... Well,
see you across the ditch.
I'll see you at the Merck. 580 KIDO.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
The party for marriage equality is set to start at 9 o'clock on the Ada County Courthouse steps.
The first person I called was my mom, and she said, I'm so proud of you, Abby. It is a good day. Because I'm happy. Clap along. been with Andrew for 16 years. We've wanted to get married. We have a beautiful four-year-old boy together, and to be part of this is amazing, and I'm overwhelmed.
Kevin Miller in the morning. I guess we should start calling the show the Oasis from the Media Insanity. It's insane that we have this issue involving the Ninth Circuit coming in and saving the day, putting the injunction function, on the same-sex coupling here in the state of Idaho. The Ninth Circuit rules, but they're still going to have a party. I don't know why this is a news story. To me, it seems like the media is just promoting an agenda. And by the way, when everybody always talks about being fair, like this gubernatorial debate, being fair, where is the other side of the story? Where are the people being interviewed talking about marriage as defined as a man and a woman? As we talked about earlier with Brian Fisher, the guy that helped pass this thing in 06, Governor Otter, who's defending it. Where is the other side of the story? Oh, well, we don't want the other side of the story. It's just the majority of the view of the people here in Idaho. No, let's just talk about a party that's going to happen. Is this Tea Party Bob on one? Okay, let's go to Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Tea Party Bob.
Let's party till we drop.
I don't see why this is a story.
I don't know. There are so many things that disturb me about what's going on. Your talk with the governor was interesting. When we talk about the fact he wants to inform voters, and he had eight opportunities to debate with Senator Fulcher at different forums, and he turned everyone down because he said there was a scheduling change or a problem, you know, that tells me that he really doesn't want to engage in serious conversation about the issues that are affecting our state. And the fact that public TV allowed this format to take place shows you how much they wanted to have an honest, forthright debate between the two primary contenders. It scares me, the fact that public TV has now become the new Saturday Night Live.
Well, it scares me that, and you and I talked about this, where they're congratulating themselves for making national news. Now, I got to tell you something. You're going to love this. You're going to really love this. There's a group of folks that I used to fight with, and I know Tea Party Bob, it's shocking to you that I would ever fight with anybody, but their names are Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba.
Now, you might think they're stupid rednecks, but these guys make well over $1 million, like $2 million, $3 million a year for doing regional syndication in Birmingham, Alabama. And because I have a lot of friends around the country, I'm getting phone calls, I'm getting texts going, dude, they're making fun of Idaho. And only the folks with limited capacity for any type of intelligence, those that defend this debate on public television, the League of Women Voters, and the press club, would think that this is a good thing. And then when I bring this up, they start personally attacking me and conservatives and such.
Well, the personal attack shouldn't be against you. It should be against some of the things that are going on in Idaho. You know.
And then they start attacking people like you and people that listen to the station for their beliefs, and I go, look, I just said it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
You know, Brian Fisher is very right with his comments he said this morning. It's absolutely correct about same-sex marriage, about the same-sex marriage case. The judge should not have the ability to change legislation of a sovereign state, which has been voted on by the people and approved by the legislature.
Well, as we've talked about, it's an agenda. It's an agenda to derail the will of the people.
But by the same token, we had a law in the books that says, no, we can't have Obamacare here in Idaho. So what happens? The legislature votes it in. You know, you got it coming and going. You can't have it both ways. We need to start standing up for states' rights. You can't be doing the switch around all the time. You know, if it comes down to the nitty-gritty, I want a governor who's going to stand up and say, no, we're not going to change our law. The law is what it is. We are a sovereign state, and that's the way it's going to be. But I don't think we're going to get it with Butch. I love Butch to death, but I don't think it's going to happen with him. He folded before with the Affordable Care Act. So it scares me to see that if he gets in again, we're going to have gay marriage here. It will happen because the court will approve it. And you know what the Ninth Circuit Court's like, Kevin.
Well, they did, in fact, let that. I was surprised. I was happily surprised at 580K IDO. So I have to hit you with this here, Tea Party Bob. What do you make of the local folks? We're live at the courthouse for a party. And I'm going, that's not news. That's not news at all. It'd be one thing if they were at the state house, if they were at the courthouse for the licenses. And, hey, we've interviewed the county clerk. Yes, I'm going to staff more people, as if it's Walmart. And I'm going, where is the interview with people like you and me saying, we disagree with this. The ruling's unconstitutional. We urge the state to fight it. Where's the recognition of the resistance?
You're not going to find anything from the liberal media. They're sitting down there, stuffing it in our face, all right, and letting everybody know, hey, guys, they're down here celebrating because they know what's going to happen. They see what's going to happen in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. I can see it happening because that's the way they've turned every time. They turn to the liberal side. But the media has been so against anything that we talk about. I don't care what it is. It's like we're just on the opposite side of the trough all the time, and we're getting the bad water. They're supposedly getting the good water. Give me a break. I'm tired of it.
Tea Party Bob, counting down the days when his suspension is lifted.
Oh, only 8 more days.
8 more days, and then he'll be the ubiquitous presence that he's been for 27 years on this radio station.
Well, then I'll either be an elected official or not.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Tea Party Bob.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, our friend Tea Party Bob. It's 8:48. Your thoughts on the Ninth Circuit's decision? Your thoughts on...
And I used to drive taxis in Boise for 20 years at night.
I can't get enough of
it. And I picked up my fair share of the gay community, and they have true love for one another. I'm telling you, they love each other more than I love my motorcycle. And, you know, they're just as American as a Medal of Honor winner. And liberty and justice for all, equal protection under the law. I'm glad that judge made that decision. And I'm glad.
This ain't the 80s.
All right, enough of the nonsense. 67 in Boise, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, I was filling out my taxes a couple of months ago, and I thought to myself, thank God we don't get all the government that we pay for. They say that the child is the father of the man. And when I was a kid, I used to play army all the time. Bang, I got you. No, bang, I got you. I could never once remember one incident in my childhood when I played politician. And when I grew up, a young man, I was the youngest company commander in the United States Navy Seabees. You know, the Mud Marines, the Naval Construction Forces. You turn Iwo Jima into something besides a photo op for the Corps. Anyhow, I got out of the service, and several years later, I was at the low point of my life. I mean, things were bad. And I cried out to God. I said, God, how about putting me back on active duty and making me a battalion commander? Long story short, he says, no, son, I got a higher rank for you. I'm going to make you the commander-in-chief. And I stagger not at his promise. I'll get into that more with you. Don't think I'm crazy, because I'm not.
There he is, Harley Brown. We're chasing him. It's interesting. Taking a look at some of the coverage here, we've got people waving the rainbow flag, getting all excited about this thing. We've got a smiling reporter thinking that this is great. Down at the courthouse, or I guess at Boise City Hall, you know, it looks like about 7 people here. Is this really newsworthy? No, I don't think that it is when we're talking about the Ninth Court ruling. And I sit here and I just marvel at how the media is not informing anybody. It's all about social promotion. And even when we talk about the debate and the standards of the debate that happened, I told you, I got Rick and Bubba. They're smacking us, and there's snacks there at the same sex protest or whatever. Weird. It's not a good thing, but everything is spun. Nobody is held accountable. There's no shame anymore. you know, the governor and I went back and forth earlier about the debate and the big thing. And again, is this really news where we have people doing live shots with food? I it is just simply amazing here. You've got about 10 people. And really what the media is doing is a grave disservice to people that voted for that marriage amendment. You know, where's the interviews with Brian Fisher as we had in the 6 o'clock hour that we would love for you to share with your friends today? He's the guy that helped get it through, the Governor Otter as well. Thank you for that tidbit, Ray Amaya. You know, I'm sitting here, and there's about 10 people. You know, we had 5,000 people for Tea Party rallies, and these guys wouldn't cover it. They wouldn't cover it. And yet today, no wonder social views are changing. And they call it progress because the media is dictating, except when it comes to the gubernatorial debate. My final thought coming up next. By the way, we're going to be at Idaho's largest garage sale, myself and Patriot Ray. We'll be there opening it up. Gates open at 8. We'll be there from 6 to 8. Ray Amaya will be there as well. We'd love to see you. More on that in a minute. Let's get you to work safe. 8:59, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. We're over for now, but the show doesn't end. More election coverage tomorrow from, well, 6 to 8 live, 5 to 8 from the garage sale. And then Monday we'll be at it again. Senator Fulcher will join us. We're chasing Mr. Harley Brown. Hopefully we'll be able to get him on. And we continue our election coverage. But more important than that, your chance to be heard and know, hey, you're not alone. We're with you. As long as you're with us, we need you. Good day, God bless, and keep the faith.